T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, so folks, if you learn nothing else, if you take nothing else away from this show, I want you to understand how the media manipulates you. Everything is a manipulation. Nothing is real news. Nobody out there is really concerned about you, and they just want to get you the information to help you be better. No, they don't. Not in America, not today. This is one massive manipulation. Everything, every news report, every bit, every detail. You want to hear what manipulation sounds like? Trump gave one of the best speeches of his presidency. I'd say second probably to the UN speech. At Rushmore. Rushmore, Trump going to Rushmore was described as a white supremacist act. The speech dark and white supremacist. Right? All right, well, let's compare. Let's compare what happens when, I don't know, fellow Marxist comrade and traveler Bernie Sanders goes to Mount Rushmore. Is it described as a tribute to slave owners and a monument to white supremacy? No. It's awesome. CNN, here's CNN praising Bernie for going to Mount Rushmore.
This is our country at its very best. What an incredible achievement.
Visiting Mount Rushmore today, Bernie Sanders taking in the majesty of the moment, this monument to four great American presidents.
Just the accomplishment and the beauty here. It really does make one very proud to be an American.
It's totally awesome that Bernie went there. So he's just like a normal American despite being a Marxist. You're going to love him when you elect him. What about when Obama and Hillary? What about when they went to Mount Rushmore? How'd that go? Oh, it was cool. It was awesome. They also used the word majestic. I'm looking at the CNN transcript. Describe Obama's 2008 trip to Rushmore. It was just good. It was fine, and we were all very, you know, inspired by the fact that Obama went there, and it wasn't a white supremacist monument at all. When Obama went there, here's what they wrote. Barack Obama is campaigning in South Dakota. This is the CNN transcript from 2008. Barack Obama is campaigning in South Dakota. The state's primary is Tuesday. Obama arrived there last night and got a good look around Mount Rushmore. It's quite a sight if you haven't seen it. Now let's hear what it sounds like when Trump makes what is essentially a campaign stop at Mount Rushmore. And you can see the manipulation.
President Trump will be at Mount Rushmore, where he'll be standing in front of a monument of two slave owners and on land wrestled away from Native Americans.
Donald Trump chose the most grandiose symbol of U.S. imperialism on earth to usher in a very on-brand, star-spangled spectacle.
The mother of all photo ops, Mount Rushmore. And we know why this president just can't resist going there.
We have to acknowledge that Mount Rushmore is sitting on Lakota land.
The place Donald Trump is going to on Friday is stolen land.
He will inevitably and predictably talk about our heritage. In other words, he will talk about he is the protector of white America.
And to indigenous people, Mount Rushmore, with four white presidents, two of whom were slave owners, is one of those symbols.
Questions have really been raised about Thomas Jefferson in particular, but also George Washington for their holdings of slaves.
It's worth reminding folks that the man who carved the monument behind me had deep ties to the KKK.
Mount Rushmore isn't exactly the innocent ode to our founding fathers as described in our textbooks, and it's high time we disrupt that false narrative that far too many people believe.
Wow. Okay. So again, what does CNN say when Trump goes to Mount Rushmore?
Kicking off the Independence Day weekend, President Trump will be at Mount Rushmore, where he'll be standing in front of a monument of two slave owners and on land wrestled away from Native Americans, told that be focusing on the effort to, quote, tear down our country's history.
Okay, I get it. But when CNN is covering Bernie going there, it's majestic, and we should all be proud. Do I have that right? Yeah. It's manipulation. Constant, nonstop, never-ending manipulation. Never ends. But here's why they did it. They called his speech dark and divisive. It was actually one of the best speeches I've ever heard. It was so very inspiring. And that's because they don't really want you to listen to the truth that he told out Mount Rushmore. Because the thing the media fears the most is the truth. Here it is. It's Trump at his best. There's some really inspiring parts. And then there's the part where he describes what's going on in this country. This is what they didn't want you to hear. Take a listen.
One of their political weapons is cancel culture, driving people from their jobs, shaming dissenters, and demanding total submission from anyone who disagrees. This is the very definition of totalitarianism. And it is completely alien to our culture and to our values. And it has absolutely no place in the United States of America. This attack on our liberty, our magnificent liberty, must be stopped. We will expose this dangerous movement, protect our nation's children, end this radical assault, and preserve our beloved American way of life. In our schools, our newsrooms, even our corporate boardrooms, there is a new far-left fascism that demands absolute allegiance. If you do not speak its language, perform its rituals, recite its mantras, and follow its commandments, then you will be censored, banished, blacklisted, persecuted, and punished. Make no mistake, this left-wing cultural revolution is designed to overthrow the American Revolution. In so doing, they would destroy the very civilization that rescued billions from poverty, disease, violence, and hunger, and that lifted humanity to new heights of achievement, discovery, and progress. To make this possible, they are determined to tear down every statue, symbol, and memory of our national heritage. That is why I am deploying federal law enforcement to protect our monuments, arrest the rioters, and prosecute offenders to the fullest extent of the law. I am pleased to report that yesterday, federal agents arrested the suspected ringleader of the attack on the statue of the great Andrew Jackson in Washington, D.C. And in addition, hundreds more have been arrested.
Yeah, it's the truth. And if there's one thing the media stands strongly together against, it's ever telling you the truth. You'd be able to make your own decisions, and they simply can't have that. Texter writes, when Obama and Comrade Bernie went to Mount Rushmore, the mainstream media was not woke yet. Now they are completely woke and want to make everyone woke by tearing everything down because, well, racism. By the way, speaking of which, did you see this? Okay. Hamilton, you know the play, Broadway play? It's done over $1 billion on Broadway. Hamilton is huge with the left. I was just watching a series on HBO Max before I canceled it in protest. And in the series, it wasn't protest over this, it was something else. In the series, Hamilton's talked up by Anna Kendrick, who's, you know, good liberal herself. Because Hamilton is the bomb. And the reason the left loves Hamilton and conservatives never got into that play is because the way he's presented in it, He is a big Federalist. He's for a very strong central government. They love that. They want a dictatorship. They just can't figure out how to get there, right? So, I mean, Hamilton has been the bomb with the left. I mean, it made over $1 billion on Broadway. And Disney Plus, the Disney Channel, had just put a version of it, of the play, online. This is how fast they're going woke. They're getting woke. Hamilton, all the rage with the left until literally like 6 months ago, now must be canceled. Gotta be canceled. He's your founding father. He's white. Some connections to slavery. Gotta go. Whew. Wow. Folks, I gotta ask, where will we be by Christmas? It's terrifying to contemplate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So they arrested Ghislaine Maxwell, the sex recruiter for Jeffrey Epstein. Sent the chicks to Pedophile Island. That's a story there, boy. You remember when CBS told us, caught on open mic, hot mic? Yeah, we had it, man. We had it. We had the Prince. We had Prince Andrew. We had Bill Clinton. Man, we had them dead to rights, but they wouldn't let us run it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I guess it's safe to say Ghislaine Maxwell has not killed herself yet. How do you think they'll get her? Now, she's going down. The only question is, how? What do you think? I mean, suicide's already been used. So, I mean, that'd be too obvious. What do you think, heart attack? I don't know. She's kind of young for that. A lot of stuff you can give somebody to induce a heart attack.
Coronavirus.
You think coronavirus will get her?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What are the odds of that? Near minuscule, but it'll get her. Yeah, coronavirus is a good one. I don't know. Maybe fall down the stairs at the prison. Do they have stairs? Elevator shaft? That'll work. Mm. I can guarantee this, though, when it happens, Chris, I can tell you, so you're going to think I'm psychic. The video cameras near wherever it is will not be working. Not just one of them or two, but all three. Oh, and the fourth one? Gosh darn shucks, they'll lose the tape from that. What are the odds? About the same as dying of coronavirus under the age of 45, as in statistically zero. About like that, those kind of odds. Anyway, we just want you to know, keep it tuned here. We will have everything on the impending death of Ghislaine Maxwell. You ever seen a list of who flew on Epstein's planes to Pedophile Island? It's amazing. It's like a list of who's who among liberals. Listen, Alec Baldwin, Anderson Cooper. By the way, he trafficked in boys and girls. People just know about the girls. There were boys, too, just so you know. Just thought I'd note that. Ben Affleck, Bill Clinton, of course, we know about that. Bill Murray. Brian Affleck, Charlie Sheen, no surprise there. He's a nasty piece of work. Chelsea Handler flew on the plane. Alan Dershowitz, by the way, this is from the official list from the court filings. I'm only getting started here on who, you know, flew on the planes with him. Okay, let's see, next line. Jim Carrey, comedian. Jimmy Kimmel, John Cusack, John Legend. It's quite an impressive list. Katy Perry was on. Kathy Griffin, that's weird. Kevin Spacey, Larry Summers, remember him? Economic advisor to the Clintons. So, yeah, not surprised there. Madonna flew on the plane. Meryl Streep. Wow, this is quite the list of who's who. It's so weird. Oprah Winfrey flew. Yeah, Quentin Tarantino, Ralph Ellison, Woody Allen, Will Smith, Will Ferrell, Tom Hanks, Steven Tyler, Steven Spielberg, Stephen Colbert. That's very interesting. Let's see, who else would you reckon? Robert Downey Jr. Oh, man, I liked him. Hope he wasn't up to anything bad. Yes, this is a long list and a lot of names I don't recognize, but I'm sure they're important people. A lot of people got a lot of stake, big stake, in none of this coming to the fore, especially the Clintons. All right. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Okay. We've been on this all morning because, folks, this is one for the textbooks. I mean, can you recall any area of the United States of America ever being turned over to Marxist control? Law enforcement suspended. Police don't come if you call. Property is given to them because they have liberal privilege and no other reason. You ever recall that? And of course, I mean, in order to enforce such an area, such a zone, and there was one, it was basically a chop in Atlanta, you pretty much have to either beat, shoot, or kill whoever gets in your way. Like if they, you know, if you are a Marxist foot soldier for Black Lives Matter, and you want to control the Marxist zone the mayor has given you, you know, people don't listen to you. They go past your barriers. You got to shoot them. Keep in mind, these are the people who think the police are too brutal. So over the weekend, we saw the natural outcome of that. Black woman, God bless her. I feel so bad for her. Accidentally drove past one of the protesters' barriers. And he shot up her car. Didn't even give her a chance to turn around. See, that's the part the media didn't tell you. Problem is, in the back of that car, there was an 8-year-old girl, and she's dead. Shot through the back, by the way. Boy, these protesters get mad when the police do that. But you know now, I mean, it's not even a written law anywhere that I know of in Atlanta or Georgia that you can't cross a barrier set up by a Marxist terrorist. But apparently that's the law in Atlanta. What was remarkable is that Atlanta Mayor Keisha Bottoms appeared with the crying parents at a press conference. I don't think the parents know how much she's to blame for this. She was the one who pulled back the police and let this exist. Listen to her. She can't even bring herself to condemn the 8-year-old girl's murderers. She's all down with the struggle for this. She loves them. She's just like, please don't kill anybody anymore. Please, please. I mean, I won't stop you if you do, but please don't. I won't send any police, but please don't.
So we're fighting the enemy within when we are shooting each other up on our streets in this city, and you shot and killed a baby. And it wasn't one shooter. There were at least two shooters. An 8-year-old baby. If you want people to take us seriously, and you don't want us to lose this movement, then we can't lose each other.
No, totally stay put. You're okay. Just can you stop shooting people? Would you please stop shooting people? Okay, good. Yeah, no, we're down for the struggle. It was just one 8-year-old girl. No one will remember her next week. She's not like George Floyd. She's still down with them. This is why the governor of Georgia had to send in the National Guard. By the way, did the media want to know anything about this weekend? No. Here's Kayleigh McEnany, press secretary for the White House, on the media not asking about this.
White House press secretary Kayleigh McEnany calling the violence dark and divisive and then calling out reporters. Listen.
I'm a little dismayed that I didn't receive one question on the deaths in this country this weekend.
Of course you didn't. Marxists have liberal privilege. Apparently that now includes on up to killing people. And so, I mean, just let them do whatever they do because they're smarter than you anyway. That's not a story. Let's talk about the divisive Mount Rushmore speech again. Headline. It's good news from Forbes. Dow Jones today. This is from yesterday. Dow Jones today. Coronavirus stock market rallies or roars. Investors ignore COVID-19 surge. Pray that continues. A lot of really smart investment folks, particularly at these big investment advisory centers who do nothing but sit around and analyze. And hopefully they are not fooled by the media endlessly droning on about the increase in cases. Because it is not producing the deaths. Yes, deaths are up here in South Carolina. This is the first 1 week out of four in the last month they've been up. 1 week they have been down to a record low. And 1 week they were on average. So what that means, I don't know. We'll have to keep watching it. But South Carolina is unusual. For the most part, the nation is going straight on down in deaths. And there have been some remarkable news in the last 48 hours. It appears that the deaths are declining at such a precipitous rate, that means fast, that we may soon no longer be in a COVID epidemic. Now, we might still continue to have a lot of cases. But, you know, I saw that as I was going, I got tested over the long weekend, and you can see what's driving this. Remember, we had the ER owner talk about this last week. He said a couple of things. He said, listen, people's employers are sending them to get tested, and that's what happened with me. I had to go get tested for work. I wouldn't have gone otherwise. And I just had a text from somebody who said, listen, you know, summer camps are now making kids get tested before they come. And they also asked me, you know, is this a test for work at Prisma? Or they said, is this, you know, a test you have to get because you want to have surgery? And that's exactly what the Texas ER owner said. A lot of these people are getting tested for COVID because they want to come in for surgery. They're asymptomatic cases. They're testing positive. And then as Tucker and Dr. Mark Siegel explained, the hospitals are putting out these outrageous hospitalization numbers that show, you know, a ton of people in the hospital. But what they're not telling you is they may be somebody there for knee surgery who's asymptomatic, tested positive for COVID to get the knee surgery. They're not in there for COVID. And then the media goes, oh my God, hospitalization, we're all going to die. Well, you might die, but the odds are against that. Here's Tucker on that.
Cases of coronavirus in Texas are hitting new highs. Hospitalizations are the highest they've ever been. One possible cause for that, Texas officials say that every hospital patient with the coronavirus is being counted in their hospitalization total, even if they're getting treatment for something completely different. It doesn't seem honest.
No, it's not. I mean, look, I don't mind them testing everybody who comes in for surgery. I get that. They want to control the spread of COVID in their facility. I understand that. The part is the dishonesty. No, he's in a bed, and yes, he has COVID, but he's in the bed because he's having knee surgery. He is not in the bed because he's sick with COVID. And what they're doing is they're putting these people in for the elective surgery. And then if you've tested positive for COVID, you go in the COVID wing to recover forever, however amount of time you have to recover, and then you go home. They're counting that as a COVID hospitalization. This is why the deaths are going down, but the hospitalizations are going up. Now, obviously, not everybody in the hospital is having elective surgery. I mean, obviously, some of them probably have COVID, and they're there because they have COVID. But Dr. Mark Siegel said this is just completely dishonest what the media is doing here in the way, and it's not just the media, it's the hospitals, too, and not breaking it out. And it's the CDC and the NIAID for not making them break it out. So, you know, again, this is just one big hose job.
It's been widely reported, as you just said, that the hospitalization rate is going up, but it's not reported that it's not mostly COVID-19. It's actually the cases that were there because of the reopening, because they're now getting the elective surgeries they need, cancer operations, heart disease operations, hernia operations, that they're filling the hospitals.
Yeah, and they've tested positive for COVID because they had to get the test to get the surgery. God, it's a racket. Here's the God's honest truth right off the CDC sites. Daily deaths have been declining after peaking in mid-April. Wait, deaths peaked in mid-April? Uh-huh. And started declining after that. Yep. Haven't stopped. Now, in South Carolina, we had 1 week last month where we set a record for deaths. We did. We also had 1 week last month that set a near record low for deaths. So go ahead, figure it out. I can't. And then we had another week where we were about average. We were about hanging. So we'll see what this month looks like. But South Carolina is very much in the minority. Deaths have been declining since peaking in mid-April. And they haven't stopped. It's a complete downward decline. just never hear that in news reports. Isn't that weird? Or maybe it's by design. Text writes, hey, Tara, my husband read that people being tested to see if they had it back in November, December, January are also being counted as new cases, even though they don't have it now, but they had it in the past. Yes, that's absolutely going on. The Atlantic broke that. That's the antibodies test. It's a different one from the one I had this weekend, the nasal swab test. And when you get the antibodies test, it's only got a 50% reliability rate. It'll tell you, you'll test positive for having COVID antibodies if you had the flu or if you had another cold and you never had COVID. That's why it's useless. But anyway, you take one of those anyway, and you get a positive, they count it as a new case, even though you had it in the past and you're not sick. Yeah, folks, this is one massive hose job. If a private company did this, we'd call it fraud. If a private company turned in stats like this to stockholders, people go to prison. But it's Trump and it's the election, so it's good. Good to scare the public. Texture rights, give it another week. If declining, and watch Henry shut us down again. Wouldn't surprise me. Now, the texter writes, why is Fauci still around? Because he is consistently wrong. And he has media privilege, so he can't be fired. Texter writes, so is South Carolina being honest? I doubt it. I doubt it. And here's the thing. This has to be sorted out, too. A lot of this deceptive coding that's being done, we're coding things in a way we never have before, is the coding guidance from the NIAID and the CDC. So when you say, is South Carolina doing it wrong or fraudulently, odds are they're following the same federal coding guidelines, which say, yeah, the guy's coming in for knee surgery. Yeah, you're going to need to test him for COVID. Oh, he tested positive. Well, we're going to count that as a COVID hospitalization case. And then we're going to release the numbers to media and everybody's going to freak out and hopefully they'll do the right thing and elect Joe Biden. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? Yeah, it's really, really, really frustrating. Let's jump on the line. Is she ready? No. Quickly, with Lucy. Hey, Lucy.
Good morning, Tara. Over the weekend, from a person in the medical field said that if you're doing the blood test because you thought you previously had COVID-19 and your plasma comes up positive, so they're using that, you know, as treatment, well, that's added to the current numbers. Even though you might have had it January or December, January, February. And all of my family, we believe we had it. So we're all going to our doctors and having the blood work done, not relying on these, you know, drive-through test sites. And to see where we stand with that.
Well, no, those tests are the ones, Lucy, those tests are the ones that are highly unreliable. The CDC has admitted that. Again, that's the antibody test that shows if you had it in the past. Do not rely on that because it will produce a false positive if you've had, you know, another coronavirus, a cold, the flu, a whole list of things. So just because you test positive on the antibodies test does not mean you had COVID. Unfortunately, they're counting it as a new case if you do. This is just a big scam. It's a big scam. It's a lot of fraud. I'm sure there's some legit cases, too. I have no doubt about that. But for the most part, it's the biggest hose job ever done on the American people. Well, since the Russia collusion hoax, and we saw how that one ended. Well, didn't even take a month. Exactly as I told you. Headline from McClatchy, the wire service. Lindsey Graham, facing tough re-election, breaks with Trump. He didn't break with Trump because he's facing a tough re-election. Let's not kid ourselves. He's Democrats, not going to beat him. Yeah, he's well-funded, but it's not going to happen. State's too red still. No. Lindsey's just, he was embarrassed having to be seen with Hannity. He was embarrassed having to be seen with you. He was embarrassed at having to be, you know, to sound like he's one of you. So he's reverted back to what he was, trashing Trump right and left, on and on and on and on. That's what he does. Less than a month, McClatchy announces, headline, Graham facing tough re-election, breaks with Trump. Anyway, I'm not going to make you mad with all this, but they go through all the ways he stabbed Trump in the back just in the last week. Trump's got to stop endorsing these people. He's got to stop this stuff. He endorsed Lindsey. He deserves it. He deserves it. Have you seen this, the new thing that's gone on here? There's been two people now who've won elections, special elections, in the last month, where the Trump endorsed the sitting Congress member, who was a total turd, and they got beat by somebody who sounded more like Trump, who was more conservative, or at least ran on that. Trump better watch that. I'm just saying. People get it. And they're looking for authenticity, and you can have a Trump endorsement all you want, but it's not going to do any good. And that's because Trump keeps endorsing these absolute schmoozes like Lindsey Graham, literally knife back in the back after my look. But I mean, they, again, did Trump endorse Romney? You see what that got us. People are getting wise to it. Anyway, Lindsey Graham figures he's got you in the bag, and he's going to spend his time up till the election going after Trump. Wow. That didn't last long, did it? Didn't last long at all. Kind of sad, though. Anyway, see this, by the way? Do you realize starting in March, the, what is it? 4 month period between March and June? So it's like, yeah, what, 4 months? Highest gun sales when you put the 4 months together of that 4 month period ever since we began tracking FBI background checks. And Virginia has just set a gun sales record. Surged gun sales 150, because think about it, Virginia's right on the edge of Washington, which is quasi no-go zone. No, seriously, it takes, they've had to have, what, 400 National Guard troops just to keep the monuments in place? Yeah, so Virginia, right on the edge of Washington. Virginia gun sales surged 157% during the month of June as Virginians reacted to coronavirus uncertainties, protests, and riots, and the steady growth of gun control under Governor Ralph Northam's Democrat-led state government. By the way, folks, I have to tell you, one way they shot themselves in the foot, these Democrats, this will make you feel good. This is some good news. Their whole stealth, hey, we'll confiscate the guns to make you safer. Yeah, I know. Crime will come down if we confiscate the guns. They're going to have a really hard time doing that now. Because we've seen how it goes. If somebody has liberal privilege, they can block streets, take over entire blocks, take over your business if they want, smash the windows in, set it on fire. Police won't come. Gig's up. To say the jig's up, it's with a J is how you say it. The jig's up. People know. What am I supposed to call 911? Is that right? Yeah. And if I have enough liberal privilege, maybe you'll send the police, but if I don't, you won't. No thanks. I'm going to get a gun. And that's in Blue Virginia. So whatever the case, they're going to have a hard time selling gun control now because we've seen the reality of how that'll go. You're not going to get a gun to protect yourself, and you're certainly not going to have a cop because they won't send one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.